There is a consensus vote to approve item 9, PR 2020-4771, application SD 2021-120, preliminary final plat, because the application meets all the applicable requirements of IDO and DPM, with delegation to planning for 8 weeks to address the issues just stated. All right, good work. I know the vacation was a lot of work, so the plat went through rather smoothly. Mr. Mulhall, good job. All right, we are on item 10, PR 2021-5019, application SC 2021-1110, vacation of public easement, and SD 2021-109, preliminary final plat for pay and save at 4701 4th Street Northwest. And Cartesian Surveys is representing this as well. Is that you, Mr. Mulhall?
That's right. This is Ryan with Cartesian Surveys, PO Box 4414, Rio Rancho, New Mexico, 87174.
Do you swear from to tell the truth?
I do swear.
Okay. Go ahead and give us an update from your last visit with us.
Right. So there have been a number of changes to the plat. So the consolidation of all lots into one overall tract A remains the same, but there is additional dedication of right-of-way, which necessitated the addition of a fifth page to the plat, which shows the detail of that additional dedicated right-of-way. And we also had TLC televise the SAS line, which resides within the easement 5 we are looking to vacate. And it was determined that that line is plugged before it reaches the existing market there. And so we are still awaiting the TLC report so that we can provide that to the Water Authority. But we do know that that is plugged before it reaches that building. And so we believe that that should make that easement approvable for vacation. And with that, I think we await any further comments. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Is there any member of the public that wishes to speak on item 10? Please let us know now by raising your hand or speaking up. Okay, I'm not seeing anyone. Let's go to Water Authority for comment.
Thank you, Madam Chair. This is Blaine Carter for the Water Authority. I think, Ryan, what we're looking for in this is that report from TLC. If we can get that in hand, we can take a look over, make sure we're happy with it. And then I think the majority of your plat would be appropriate. I think we discussed this last time, but the location of track 1A's water and sewer services, are those perpendicular to the existing easement and then would still be available on the road property? Is that, where did that end up?
This is Ryan with Cartesian. So it's my understanding that that is the way that the services behave, but I think until I have that report from TLC, I don't want to fully commit to that. So I believe that's the case. And on the site sketch, we do show the service origins and their reasonable locations to pull perpendicular from the streets. So it makes sense to me, but I'm awaiting that TLC report as well. So thank you.
Thanks.
Okay, and I'm not sure I'm totally up to speed on all these vacations, but just if there's any additional vacation that would result from seeing that TLC report, please make sure you note that in if your application needs to be amended. Let's go to code enforcement.
Vince Montano, code enforcement, no comments or objections.
Parks and Rec.
Summer Belt Parks Recreation, no comments or objections.
Hydrology.
Ernest Armijo, Hydrology. Hydrology has an approved grading and drainage plan with engineer stamp date of June 1st, 2021. No objection.
Transportation.
Jane Wolfenberger with Transportation. The sidewalk waiver for the portion that is 5.5 feet wide is approved. However, for the portion of the sidewalk that is 3.6 feet, that needs to be adjusted prior to Transportation sign off on the plat. Thank you.
And this is Ryan with Cartesian. Thank you.
All right. Planning.
This is Maggie Gould with planning. Planning had no additional comments on this one.
Okay, so Mr. Mohal, it looks like we need to get that sewer main issue clarified and the sidewalk figured out. When would you like to come back? When do you think you could have all those settled?
This is Ren with Cartesian. I believe that we can get that report from TLC by after the summer break. So I think we'd like to go to the soonest meeting possible. I can't remember the date offhand. I apologize.
July 14th?
Yes, I think that's what we would prefer. Thank you.
Okay. Is there a motion to defer item 10 to July 14th?
Mike Carter, Port Authority, so moved.
Jane Wolfenberger with Transportation, I second.
Please vote.
Mike Carter, Port Authority, I approve.
Vince Montano, Code Enforcement, I approve.
Joe Somerville, Parks and Rec, I approve.
Ernest Termijo, Hydrology, I approve.
Jane Wolfenberger with Transportation, I approve.
And Jolene Wolfley, DRB Chair, approves. There's a consensus vote of the DRB to defer item 10, PR 2021-5019, applications 2021-110 and 109 until July 14th.